So it's 3 a.m. It's raining and I'm in my car. And I can't sleep. But what's new, right? I was thinking about what you said and what you asked. Sometimes I wish I was good with words to convey my feelings properly and tell you what I want to tell you, but it's difficult. Well, here it goes. Anyways, earlier you asked me, what do you want? And I couldn't answer. Now, it wasn't because I didn't know or the fact that I didn't have the right words. It's because I'm afraid. Afraid you'll laugh. Afraid you'll get angry. Afraid you'll leave me. I know you're probably listening to this and thinking that I'm being ridiculous or that I'm a complete fucking idiot, but it doesn't stop it from being true. Everything I've told you are things that no one else but myself knows, and I've never been so vulnerable to someone because of all the shit that has happened to me in the past. Hell, I even swore to myself that I'd take my secrets to the grave, that I'd die before I let anyone else see me like that ever again. But somehow you broke that barrier. Your stubborn ass refused to leave no matter what I did or say. Actually, I think your exact words were, if it's a battle of stubbornness, I'll let you know right away that you're going to lose. And you know what? You were right. We've told each other things we both swore never telling, did things we swore we'd never do again. I'm stalling. I know. But when you told me you knew something was wrong, it killed me inside. I never intended to tell you or leave this burden on you, but I can't keep it to myself anymore, especially after our last conversation. So here it goes. Every time you've asked me if things were going fine, I'd always say that things are better now, that I'm happier than I was before, but that's not the truth. And you don't deserve the lies that I keep telling you or the pain that I cause. Of course, I'm not fine. Everything is just pure chaos. But it's not the issues with my family or at work that's screwing me over. The only thing on my mind is you. Cheesy, right? Sorry, but it's true. Somehow you make every issue seem so small and that everything will be okay. Hearing your voice is enough to soothe me. Actually, I like to say your voice is that magic. It could be the shittiest day of my life, but somehow, when I hear your voice, it just lulls me into this safe space. And all I could think about is you and me. But nowadays, it's not enough. I may sound selfish here, but I want you. It sounds so fucking surreal for me to say these words, but I've been so afraid. Terrified, actually, to admit this feeling, but every day it gets worse, and every day this want, this need grows bigger. All I could wonder about is what it would be like in your arms, for you to hold me tight. Would your heart beat as fast as mine? Would your breathing quicken with every passing second? I want to feel your fingers grace over my skin as I lay on your chest. I want to feel our breathing match as we lay together in comfortable silence. I want to look you in the eyes and show you just what you mean to me. I want to know the feel of your lips on my skin and mine on yours. I want to see that fucking smile of yours and that perfect, and hear that perfect laugh as we fumble beneath the sheets. I want to know everything about you, from the way you move to the way you talk. I want the feeling of absolute peace and pure bliss laying with you. I want you so bad in every fucking way possible. I can't believe I actually said that. You know, I've never felt this way before, and it really, really fucking terrifies me to the core. Hell, actually, before I even met you and after everything I've gone through, I thought it would be impossible to feel any sort of emotion again. But now it's like I'm able to feel every emotion I've ever felt before, and even more. So as I'm sitting here in my car at the spot I always go, you know, the one on the hill where you could just see the city lights, all I could think about is having you here with me. I want to show you all the beautiful places and the things that I see. For you to live in my perspective, and for me in yours. I want to travel around with you. Hell, I want to be with you. I don't care where we go or what we do, as long as you're there with me. I want your hand intertwined with mine, letting me know that everything will be okay. And not with your words, but with you. To have your presence comfort me, and hopefully for me to do the same for you. I feel so out of control with everything, but somehow you keep me grounded. And I just want to be with you. But I can't go to you. No matter how much I want to, how much I need to. Because that feeling of fear inside me is just eating me alive. And I need to know, with all my feelings here laid bare, Do you want me as much as I want you?